Time for the birthday scam. We're going to call Pam, who helped put together the yearbook for this little football team and had a big dispute with one of the moms over the pictures of that mom's kid, and she held them for a while. Then that mom became really hostile, I should say, and she was like, she had to call the police on her and everything.
Yeah, this lady wanted her pictures back.
This is Pam, may I help you?
Hello, Pam. This is Steve Phillips, and I'm a lawyer. I'm also his brother. You had the little dispute with her over the pictures. She's had some trouble, and she has some very hard feelings over that whole episode. First of all, she's not sure she did receive all of them back.
I gave her everything that I had.
Well, she thought there were two or three of them that are still missing. Would you by chance still happen to have those?
I don't have anything of hers, and she has. I had to call the police on her because she has harassed me in public, and I don't know what I ever did to her other than I took over publicity.
Well, you did keep her pictures, didn't you?
I gave her pictures back with her yearbook.
Well, finally, I know it was like pulling teeth to try and get them.
No, I gave her pictures to her at the very beginning with her yearbook.
No, that's not what she says. You kept her pictures, and you wanted to charge her for them.
I don't have her pictures.
But is that not true, though?
No. Yeah, we charged her for all the pages she put in for her yearbook, but she never paid for them.
Well, why were you so mean to her? I mean, all she wanted...
You know what? I have not been mean to her. This lady has harassed me. I have all kind of witnesses. If you want me to give you names, I can give you names. I have not done anything to this lady.
Well, why would you try to keep her pictures?
I don't have her pictures. I'm trying to tell you that.
I'm talking about before.
I don't have them. I gave them to her with her yearbook. She has all the pictures that she put in her yearbook.
You did that
yearbook?
Her
daughter.
You did the yearbook?
Yes, and she has that with her pictures.
Well, shit, that's the other thing. She didn't feel her daughter was well represented in the yearbook.
Excuse me. She had five different pictures in there, five different pages.
She thought they were too small.
Have you seen the yearbook?
No, I have not had a chance
to look at it. You need
to
get the yearbook from her and look at it. She has five full pages of her daughter in the yearbook.
Well, she thought it was very poorly laid out.
And what's your name again? Because this is not going to be happening.
Well, it is going to be happening. My name is Steve Phillips. If you had just been nice from the beginning, you've made a mess of this whole thing.
No, sir, I haven't. She has. What's your phone number?
She's a nice lady. She's a nice lady. She just wanted her
pictures. What is your phone number?
That's all she wanted.
I will.
And now she's seeing a psychiatrist because of the trouble you've caused her.
What is your phone number? I will have somebody contact you.
What were you doing with those pictures anyway?
I have to go. I'm at work. Bye.
All right. Well, let's call the gals in the office that thought of this. Get her
this
back.
Is Jody.
Hey, Jody.
Yes.
This is Dean and Raj.
Hey.
Where is she?
She's back in the into a patient's room. She's pretty mad.
Well, what have you done?
I feel sorry for the patient. I hope she's not handling any
No.
Drugs or something like that.
No.
Giving her shots or anything like that?
No.
Bring her over by you and tell her what you did so we can all hear it, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
Pam, I think Lisa and Jody have something to tell you.
Happy birthday. It's the birthday scam. I'm Dean and Raj.
I told you. That's not funny. Yeah.
I didn't think so, but they insisted, so we went ahead with it.
And I'm sick today, so it's really not funny.
Oh, that is so cruel. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.